Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, today, they're celebrating in Armagh, a table tennis club in Belfast, where they've once again broken the world record for the number of consecutive opponents in a table tennis rally. They reckon about 120. Jervis Knox is co-founder of the club. Afternoon, Jervis.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Now, could you start by explaining how this worked exactly? Because as I understand it, at one end you had Paul McCreary, who's a multiple Irish national champion. So at the other end were people that just continually switching places. Is that how it worked?
Yes, exactly. So we had a long list of players basically lined up, ready to go up to Paul to hit that, you know, ball. And the whole idea was basically to keep the rally going without a breakdown. So if anybody hit the ball in the net or hit the ball off the end of the table, we would basically have to reset everybody and then go again. So yeah, a long list of 127 participants lined up for it.
Right. Okay. And those participants, would they just hit the ball once and then somebody else would rush in?
Exactly, yes. So basically the key was hit the ball with good control, you know, no heroics needed, just keep it on the table. And then the next person, they would have to get out of the way, and then the next person would come straight in behind them and they would hit the next one, and then basically keep that going all the way through until we passed that record as such.
Oh my gosh, that must have been tricky to kind of organise that. How many attempts did it take to get it?
So I think overall we probably did well over 20 attempts on the night. So basically after about the 14th or 15th attempt, we did have a feeling we passed the record as such. We did a go which had 120, but we went away. We watched the videos five or six times just to be 100% sure that we were over the 117, which is the current record. So it took quite a few attempts overall.
Yeah. So and to make it an official Guinness record, as I understand, you had to film the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, we had two options when we did this record in 2017. We had the option of bringing over an official Guinness representative, and they would obviously, you know, verify the record on the night. The cost of that, I think, was well over £5,000. So,
ouch.
You know, obviously quite expensive. The other option is, you know, basically they send you out the rules, what you need to do. And those are quite strict. And, you know, you need multiple camera angles of the participants going into the arena to play the shot. You need a front on view showing Paul hitting the ball clearly back and forward to all the participants. And then you need also a video then to capture where everybody finishes up in a finish area as such. So, quite a lot of video needed. Then also some officials. There was two of the guys on the clickers, basically, you know, clicking each time that someone would hit the ball. They were there to, you know, to help verify the count. We had some stewards basically looking after people in the queues, making sure they stayed in their line. Quite a lot of organisational, quite a logistical nightmare, to say the least.
And those 120 people, do they all have to be different people, or can you kind of hit one and then run round to the bottom of the queue again?
Exactly, all different people, so all the unique individuals, and each one of them was pre-registered before the night. So they registered to take part in the event as such, so exactly.
Right. Okay. And so you did have the record in 2017, and then who took it off you?
Yeah. So 2017, we had a great night, and we broke it then. Then recently, there last year, there was a club called Brighton Table Tennis Club. So very similar club to ourselves. You know, they have players of all ages and levels. They have a lot of outreach with the community, and they decided to give it a go. And they broke it then to 117. So we had 113 in 2017, and then they broke it then with 117 recently.
Yeah. Now, one of the, as I understand it as well, one of the first people you had up playing was Mary Peters, because this is connected to the Mary Peters Trust.
Exactly. So yeah, Lady Mary Peters was there on the night. She took the first shot. And she was absolutely brilliant. Not only did she hit the shot, she was a great motivator from the side. So she was she was keeping all of us on our toes, making sure that we all lined up, we were fast to get out of the way, and that everybody was, you know, taking the most focus in each shot that they played. So she was a great motivator. But yeah, really what we did with the Mary Peters Trust was, it was really to raise awareness for table tennis, first of all, but also for her trust. And, you know, she currently raises a lot of money and basically puts a lot of money back into athletes across Northern Ireland. And she would also sponsor five or six of our top, you know, junior players.
And so how long will it be before this is kind of officially verified by Guinness?
Yeah, I think the last time it took us around 5 to 6 months to get that verified whenever we submitted it. And obviously there's world records happening around the world all the time. So, you know, we hope in the next few months that we'll get that official. We've now submitted all the information, submitted all the videos, and hopefully we'll get that as soon as possible.
Yeah, and hopefully no one will break it anytime soon. How was Paul McCreary at the end of this? Because everybody else took just one shot. His arm must have been hanging off him by the end of it.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's an international standard player himself. So, you know, he has the fitness and the focus. But for sure, I think it's one of the most pressured things that he has been involved in. And so I think he was massively relieved to get over the line. And he was very excited because it was my brother Keith actually did the one in 2017. And this time, you know, we thought it was a good opportunity to have a four times national champion to get involved. So he was delighted to get the record.
Okay, well, fair dues to him and congratulations to you all. Jervis Knox is co-founder of the Ormore Table Tennis Club in Belfast. Jervis, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.